Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at North Bridger Bison in Montana's Shields Valley. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Matt Skoglund field harvests a bison. Many people have a workday routine that starts a lot like Matt's.
Get up, have breakfast, and then pour myself a cup of coffee in a to-go mug, a bottle of water for drinking, and then a thermos of hot water for washing my hands.
And that's where most of us probably diverge.
And then I sharpen my knives, cut two pieces of string, get my saw together, take everything out to the truck, my shooting bag, my rifle.
Matt is getting ready to field harvest a bison. It's how it works here at North Bridger Bison. Matt kills one animal at a time to order. He shoots, bleeds, and guts it in the pasture, then drives it to a meat shop where it's skinned, dry-aged, and packaged. It is as intense as it sounds. As Matt says, eating food has an impact. Here's an eyes wide open way to do it. It's also a lot of work with many more variables, but that's part of it too.
So I can see why you do the exact same thing each time, like workflow wise, but it's also somewhat of a sort of ritualized, almost meditative process, maybe, is it?
Big time.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I go out, put my phone on airplane mode, and just completely immerse myself in the process. You're not thinking about your to-do list or your dirty laundry or the emails you haven't replied to. You're just really present and focused, which in today's world is like becoming increasingly rare. So I really value these days. Yeah, it's a whole ritual.
For you, and it's the ultimate sign of respect for the animal too.
100%.
In a way that you can be present.
My ritual, if you will, is that like I am so locked in on the process that's my thing. That's how I respect the animal, is just being obsessive about every detail.
I get that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
We load the truck and pause behind the barn, where Matt takes two warm-up shots at an old pallet to get into the right headspace. Then we head to the pasture, where the bison graze.
Here we are with the herd. We drove through the gate, drove right up to the herd. As you can see, they're as calm, chill, and relaxed as can be.
He takes a few photos of the herd.
Because we're all about transparency, connecting our customers to where their food comes from, and just demystifying this whole process, you know.
Later, he'll photograph the dead bison on the ground, and again after it's skinned, washed, and split down the backbone. Those pictures go to the customers for the bison he'll harvest today, which at this point is still grazing. Each animal is pre-sold by the quarter, half, or whole. Although he doesn't know which exact animal he'll harvest today, Matt knows what type. Today, that's a 2-year-old bull.
And it's ultimately the first 2-year-old bull that provides the perfect shot. And the perfect shot is a bison that's standing still, no bison in front of it, no bison behind it, and it's looking at the truck. It's not actively grazing.
The bison dies instantly. The herd does precisely nothing.
Like nothing, no reaction at all, whatsoever. You know, this is the largest land animal in North America, and without question, the biggest badass on the continent. And so they just don't have a lot to fear.
Next week, Matt field dresses the bison he's just killed.
The guts and the blood and everything, and the, you know, approximately 30 pounds of grass that's in its stomach, it's all great for the soil and great for the land.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.